Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids.
I guess that means we're live. This is a sports show. We should have done that on the main show. Although she may not have still been here. Yeah, we've got some Drinker Bros in the house today. Brought their children. And the one of them that you just saw is pretty sassy. So she had to get up on the microphone.
Oh, it was great, dude. That's the best intro we've ever had. And we will say this. The responsible parents. They're here for the college football show. It's not the regular show where we're dirtbags. This one, we're just giving point spreads, having fun. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. And yes, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Fun college football week that we just had. Rocky Top all night long. Everybody still is basking in this victory on social media and throughout the sports world and everything else. A lot of people have said, why is everybody so amped about this? Well, for years on this show, we've told people, if Tennessee is back, it is great for college football. You got to see the magic of that on Saturday there. You and I were obviously there 2 weeks prior, and we got to see the magic in person. It's awesome. Everything you saw on screen during and after the game, like, that's what it's like when football is back in Tennessee, and it's a blast. Now, the other question we got is, why the hatred for Alabama? I've thought about this. I think it's more than just they win all the time. I think when you have a coach like Saban, who is very much like Belichick, there is no personality out of him. It is just hatred, hatred, hatred every single day. If it's your team, it's awesome. And you want the coach who's going to win the national championship every single year. But when it's an organization where I find it the same way as the Patriots. I don't know anything about Bama's players. I never have. You never see them in interviews. You never hear one word out of any players from Bama's mouth ever, and they have no personalities.
Well, that's a good idea because, you know, college football players are fucking imbeciles, and they shouldn't be speaking in public. Typically, right? They're going to say something dumb. But they're kids.
Right.
And especially now with NIL stuff, a lot of them, the ones that you want speaking, are probably wealthy kids at this point.
Yes.
Who've played a game to get wealthy, and we know how that goes, right? So, yeah, it's probably a good... I think Saban does that intentionally. He coaches his guys to keep their fucking mouth shut.
I think so, too. I just think it probably adds to the hatred of why people don't like Bama. Same way with the Patriots. It's because they're bland, they're boring.
Does Notre Dame get that heat, too, though? Because they go out of their way to control the media that comes in and out of that.
Well, the difference
room.
Is they don't win.
But in the past, they've had good, like, from 85 to, like, 2000, they were legit national title threat pretty regularly.
Yep.
They won, 88, I think, was the last one that they actually won. But they were in the hunt a lot. And I never heard this kind of hate for them.
I didn't either. And I think it's...
But
they had a coach, though, who had a personality.
Yeah, like he was a goober, man. He's just like... Lou Holtz is like your weird conspiracy theorist uncle who you're out fishing with for the day. He's like, oh, shucks. The government's taking over everything.
Yeah.
All right, Lou.
But he was entertaining, and people loved Lou Holtz.
That's true. Maybe people would dislike Alabama less if they had a personality on the coaching staff that was more of a lightning rod. Not necessarily light, like somebody like Orgeron.
Orgeron or Lane Kiffin, like those guys who were fun. Like, even Dabo Sweeney, for what, like, I'm not a big, I don't like him very much. However, the state likes him, the team, and everything else. And he'll go out and talk to the media, at least, and be entertaining.
Ew.
Whereas
Nick
Saban doesn't do any of that.
I'm writing a short story about Dabo Sweeney right now. It's a tragedy, and it's called When White Men Dance.
I feel like universally, Saban is way more liked and respected than fucking Dabo.
I just mean that it's very Belichick. Like, the you don't really know about him. It's short, quick answers. He eats the same food every day. He wears the same clothes every day.
Sure.
Wade Boggs ate the same food every day, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Sure is. And that's the difference, right? You can be great.
Drink 25 beers, eat an entire rotisserie chicken, and then go 3 for 4.
Right.
That's how it works.
Do people actually really dislike Alabama? Like,
I don't think so.
100%. Everybody hates Bama.
I think people like Tennessee. Right.
Yeah.
And they're taking the opportunity to talk some shit because that's what college football is.
But people hate Bama, dude.
I don't think so.
What's funny 100% is
people
do.
Hate Ohio State way more than they hate Alabama.
No. Yes. Bama's top of that list. Ohio State is definitely up there, but Bama, people hate Bama. I think it's because they win so much and they're so shut down the same way the Patriots are. Like, for me, that was the same hatred I had for the Patriots. I just didn't like the way that they were doing it. I don't like that there was no personality out of the team.
In August of this year, well, let's just do this because this will be fun for the show. In August of this year, 24/7 Sports came out with a list of the most hated college football teams. Right?
Okay.
This is the top 10.
Sure.
Number 10, Texas A&M. Mm. And I think that is mostly
if disgust for fan base counts as hate. Then
I think Johnny Manziel has a lot to do with that,
right? Because people love watching Johnny Manziel that season was so fucking fun, dude. It was the blast. It was a blast with the money dance and the whole shit.
I got it, yeah. But it's like you're a 5'8" quarterback, dude. Nobody's super impressed with what's going on.
But that whole shit that he did got him to be the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, that was a really stupid move by a very stupid organization.
I don't know, man. I'll get killed for saying this, and it's fine. I contend that he could have been pretty good had he not had the demons and the fucking other shit.
After all the shit you've talked about Baker Mayfield, you're going to say Johnny Manziel could have been a good NFL quarterback.
I think Johnny Manziel was able to roll out and create plays with his legs to get out of the shortness.
Well, now he doesn't have any legs, so fuck you.
Is he in a fucking wheelchair?
No, I made that up.
Oh, I was like, fuck, dude.
Number nine
is just kind of hanging out.
Number nine is UCF, and I understand that too because, by the way, this is by year. So the 2012 A&M team, which is the Johnny Manziel team.
Okay. So that's who they hated.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then which UCF team?
2017.
The one that they won the national championship?
Yeah, not the Bortles team.
Okay. Well, I think people hated it because they said we won the national championship and everything else. Mm-hmm. The fact that they didn't get to play for it, I was fine with it. So, like, I don't hate that team. I also don't hate Texas A&M. I don't hate that team either.
Number eight is 2002 Ohio State. I guess because they ruined Ken Dorsey's perfect fucking ending. Maurice Claret went to jail like fucking a year and a half after that.
But I have a theory for that team. So, and this is as an Ohio State fan, my theory of why you hate that team is Craig Krenzel was the quarterback. He was boring as shit. He wasn't great. Short passes. Same thing I bitch about with NFL players who were game managers. He was a game manager in college, and that's the last thing you want. I think
it may have been that shitty defensive holding call, which let the game go into overtime and ended, you know, Miami's perfect run. So,
well, it was a pass interference call. I was sitting in the other end zone, so I didn't get to see it up close.
It was defensive holding, but it was the receiver. Was it like
does
college have illegal contact or is it just defensive holding when it's past 5 yards?
You know, I don't know. It was a pass in the end zone, and I think the guy didn't turn around or something. But
yeah, didn't look for the ball.
The funny part about this, if you want to know why I didn't know, is I was actually leaving the stadium because I thought the game was over. The fireworks went off inside the stadium that the game was over. So there was an Ohio State fan that actually grabbed me by the arm, and he goes, "It's pass interference. We got another chance." And I was like, "What?" And then I walked back up to my seats because I thought the game was over. But I was sitting in the other end zone. But that team... And that coach, too. So here, this will feed into it as well, was Tressel. Mm. I hated Jim Tressel for that. The exact reason I'm talking about Saban, he was so fucking boring. None of the players got to speak. It was this all shucks attitude that was just cheesy and dumb to me. I hated Tressel, and I hated our quarterback that year. I was amped we won, but every game was, if I recall, 8 games were won by under 7 points in that game as well. And it was a miserable year to watch that team win every game. I'm amped that we won it, and it was great to see in real life, but fucking A, dude. I understand the hatred for that one, for sure.
Seven is the 2017 Oklahoma team with Baker.
Oh, 100%. I hated Baker.
Yeah.
He
talked a lot of shit and then won the Heisman Trophy. It's like...
Manziel was buying shots for the bar and doing shots and then fucking girls, right? And he was open about that. Baker was just a dick, and then we didn't know
what
he was doing. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Fuck. And he got arrested for crying to the cops, remember? We showed the whole video on the show. Do you remember that? You and I did the whole video and narrated it. That was so much fun. And then the cops tackled him to the ground and he started crying. That was my funnest Baker moment, but that fed into him being a little bitch.
You didn't like him just spiking the flag in the middle of Ohio State?
I was at that game, actually. Yeah. I was at that game. No, and I'll tell you why. It was AstroTurf, Baker. So know that that flag wasn't staying in the goddamn ground, you dumb fuck. It's just dumb.
93 Notre Dame, they lost to Boston College like three games, or their next to last game, I think. And then Florida State won the national title despite having lost to Notre Dame. This is before there was a playoff game.
Okay.
Right? And I guess Lou Holtz acted like a bitch for like 2 years because of that.
He sure did. And they got into the national championship because of that bullshit and that they were Notre Dame and everything else. I understand the hatred for that one too.
Let's see. 96 Florida team.
96
Steve
Florida
Spurrier,
team.
Danny Werfel was the
Fred
quarterback.
That was another boring team. Danny Werfel, remember how terrible he was in college?
What do you mean? He won the Heisman Trophy.
But there was somebody else that year who should have won it. Who was it? I know there was a gripe about it. Who was up against Danny Werfel that year, Bob?
Bob was 6 years old.
I was five.
You were five? How'd you feel about that team at 5 years old?
You know, they weren't really on my radar.
2010 Auburn with Cam Newton is up here.
Oh, 100%. Cam Newton, what, he robbed someplace and then transferred and they paid him a shit ton of money?
Florida, he just left the computer center with the laptop.
That's it. And then I remember this. That rumor went around that he got paid $250,000 to go to Auburn, and that hung over his head the entire fucking season. And yeah, I understand that.
I'm not sure who was supposed to beat Danny Werfel here, who had put up insane numbers. Second place was Troy Davis of Iowa State. Third place was Jake Plummer, who had a great year. But
Jake Plummer, that's right.
That ASU, though. Like, how much respect did Arizona State have?
They were in the Rose Bowl that year.
And then here's how...
I was at that game.
Yeah, fifth place. I'll get to fourth place in a second. Fifth place was Warwick Dunn, who was filthy at Florida State.
Filthy.
And fourth place... was Orlando Pace, the offensive lineman.
That's right. There was that big push for him for the Heisman. Yeah.
But I don't think any of them deserved it over Werfel. He put up pretty insane numbers.
What
are they?
Well, where are his numbers?
I'll look it up. And this is for the 90s, by the way.
Right. I know there was a big push. I remember there was a big push for Warwick Dunn and Orlando Pace. And they were doing this pancake thing where they were holding up pancakes for him because he was crushing everyone. Orlando Pace went to the Hall of Fame. Warwick Dunn had a pretty good career for the Falcons.
Yeah.
But
he was at the Bucks first.
Yeah, Danny Werfel. I hated that fucking dude. He was like a Christian Leitner, you hate him for no reason type of deal.
Warwick Dunn was on that Buccaneers championship team, right?
Yeah, I think so. So in 96, this under Spurrier is kind of like proto spread offense or whatever. 3,600 yards, 39 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, 170 passer rating. Yeah. For the 90s in college football, that's a lot of stats.
Number three is 2014 Florida State Crab Legs.
And then you just answered the question of why they hated that team, Crab Legs.
But that's the team that came off the national championship because they won it in 2013, which that, if you go back and look at that roster, loaded.
Oh, it was sick. Yeah, it was sick for sure.
The number two is 2005 USC, which is no longer a national champion.
That's such bullshit. Give him the fucking that's so
they plucked
so
that
dumb.
One away.
Yeah. Well, he's got his pretzel bun burger back.
Now them, they just hated because of how great they were. God, they were smashing everyone.
I thought people loved that team. It was just like,
what was the quarterback's name?
Matt Leinart.
No, say it.
Matt Leinart.
No, what?
It's not Lionheart.
It's Lionheart, dude.
No, he's not Richard the fucking Lionheart,
sure
king
is.
Of England.
Sure is. He was the king of Hollywood. Guy was getting pussy. He was on this show.
Number one most hated team is the 1986 Miami Hurricanes.
100%. And
because they fucking
a hood team.
They call them the criminals. Like yeah. The I remember. And ESPN did a special on this.
I watched it.
It was like in 2000 or 2001 or some shit. Yep. They were recapping it. And this is like when I was kind of getting into college football. And it was them versus Notre Dame. And they called it the Catholics versus the criminals.
Yep.
And it was like, that's pretty edgy. I mean, it was 1985 or 86 or whatever, but that's still pretty edgy to call an entire team of black athletes criminals.
I think you guys forget Two Live Crew was on the sidelines with those guys. And like at that time, Two Live Crew was the most controversial fucking band there was. Like, I mean, everything fed into just being a criminal. Like they didn't shy away from that.
Yeah, that was before NWA, really.
Not a single mention of an Alabama team.
Yeah, that is strange. That's strange. I think it's just Alabama as a whole. Because if you look back at the teams, and I'm glad you brought that up, there isn't a particular team that I disliked. I just don't like the Patriots-ness organization of Bama. I don't like the coach. I don't like how boring they are. It's not fun to me.
Michael, do you not like blue chip stocks?
Michael Irvin was on that team.
And no, I don't like Coca-Cola.
Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah.
Who is a well-known criminal.
Exactly.
I don't know if he's a criminal, but
Vinny Testaverde?
Yeah.
Bro.
What has he done?
Some shady real estate deals. You can pull those up if you want.
Are you sure that you're not thinking about Brett Favre?
Or Ronnie Cicely?
Yeah.
Ronnie Cicely was another one down there in Miami. Yeah. I think it's just the whole organization as a whole where it's just like, great, you're winning. Great, it's boring. Like, I want to see fun shit. Like, those USC teams... because Ohio State was really good during that time period. I loved watching those teams. They were just dominant, man. And they were fun. Reggie Bush, sexy. Linehart, sexy. Who was the fucking wide receiver who just torched it over and over? Oh, shit. They had Lendale White, too.
Lendale White, yeah.
And then they had a bunch of Mike wide
Williams.
Receivers.
Mike Williams, he dude. Tried to. He was the other guy parallel to Maurice Claret that tried to enter the draft after their freshman
yeah,
year.
Yeah, dude.
Or it was he may have been a sophomore and Claret was a freshman.
Yeah.
Then who was it? Stephon Johnson, who dropped the bar on his throat and like almost killed himself.
Yeah.
Lifting weights.
Yeah. That was a weird fucking story.
Sometimes you have to show the people around you that you're capable of enduring an extreme amount of pain to establish dominance over them, Delco. It does. That's what he was doing.
When your favorite team loses, do you not kind of gravitate and root for somebody else a little bit that's fun, that you just kind of enjoy? Like this year, for example, if Ohio State lost and they were out of it, I'd be all in on the Vols. I just think it's a fun team. It's a fun story, and that's who I would root for if Ohio State was out.
Well, now that the Braves are out of the baseball playoffs, I'm just hoping that somebody gets hurt.
For who?
Whatever game's happening, right? An errant foul ball or...
Like last night, were you rooting for that rain out in Game 5?
I was rooting for them to play and for somebody to get struck by lightning.
What if it was Aaron Judge right before the contract?
That's the natural, bro.
I know. Yeah, or you just get shot in a hotel room by a hot white woman.
Yeah.
A hot white blonde woman. But yeah, that's kind of where I go towards is like the NFL. The Falcons are terrible. And I just cannot watch that team, get behind it at all. It is my favorite team. But like, there's not one person that I even like on that team besides Kyle Pitts.
They're probably going to win their division. So buckle up, bud.
I know, right?
Hop on the bandwagon.
But with that... It's the Bill. Like, I'm rooting for the Bills. It's a fun fan base. It's a fun organization. They're fun to watch. Or the Chiefs. Like, I love when the Chiefs play at Chiefs level. Same with the Warriors. I'm a diehard Hawks fan. They'll never fucking win. So, like, when the Warriors are in the playoffs, I won't miss a Warriors game just because they're fun to watch. And that's kind of where I go to. Whereas Bama, there's no part of me that turns it on and is hoping they'll win. I'm just kind of hoping they'll lose so I don't have to hear about them anymore. It's strange. Them and the Patriots, it's really the only two teams I can think of that are like that. Even with the Yankees during their dominant run in the 90s and stuff, you had Jeter, you had Boomer out, you know, boozing until 4 in the morning. Like, you had stories and people. There is no stories and people with Alabama.
Yeah, but people fucking loathe the Yankees. What are you talking about?
Sort of.
More than Alabama.
But
everyone hates the Yankees.
But they say they hate the Yankees, but they don't really hate the Yankees.
I fucking hate the Yankees.
We all fucking hated the Yankees.
I don't hate the Yankees. Like, if the Yankees won the World Series this year, I'd be fine with it.
This is why
you didn't get to watch the Braves last year because you don't hate the Yankees.
You don't hate the Yankees.
God put you to sleep.
I don't hate them when the Braves are out. It's just Aaron Judge and Stanton and those guys bombing home runs. Like, that's what it should
be. Yeah, they're trash bag fan base. How about that?
I understand that. And yes, they're trash bags, but I felt the same way about Philly. There were so many years where I went to the vet with my grandparents, and it was like, I saw the worst and heard the worst shit a kid could ever hear. And it was there in that stadium. And that's probably the bottom of the barrel right there, especially when they're good. The only reason it changed is Dan and I talked about this with the link. Tickets are now so expensive, it removed the white trash element that vet had.
No. Yeah. They spend a good part of their salary with those season tickets.
No, they just buy the tailgating slots now.
They sure do.
Since there's a nice tailgate, and they stay outside and watch the game on a fucking 27-inch tube television.
Well, the biggest bitch was you had to buy a license to buy tickets.
Yep.
So, like, they made it hard, and I think they did it on purpose. They made it hard for the white trash fan to get in now. So there's less and less batteries being thrown onto the field. Whereas, you know, the Bills, they're still throwing dildos on the field. I love that, dude.
Should start throwing car batteries onto the field.
Well, who was it? Cleveland, who did that in the end zone? I think it was the Dog Pound, right? They threw a full car battery into the end zone. And I'd even root for Cleveland. That fan base is fun.
We just threw D batteries at Jimmy Johnson. You know, he's kind of asking for it.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, it was Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny, but yeah, that's kind of why I think you just want a fun, sexy team. Even Manziel, I was rooting for him to win the Heisman and win the title that year. Like, let's go, dude. Let's have fun.
I don't respect somebody that wastes everybody else's time around them, and that's what he did.
In college or pros?
Both. He just got away with it as a pro, or I'm sorry, in the college. But he did the same thing in college.
What was he doing exactly?
Acting like a fucking idiot all the time.
Well, I mean, in college you can understand, right?
Yeah.
Professional, you can't understand that. Like, there's no reason for that in the pros.
He made Kevin Sumlin a good coach.
He sure did.
Give him a little credit.
So if you're going to hate him for one thing, that's the one thing you're hating him for, is making that guy a good coach. Look, kids, you know the rules. We go over last week's bets, and then we go to this week's. Last week did pretty well. Penn State really fucked us over, though. My God, man. What's wrong with that team? Is it Clifford? Because they ended up bringing in another quarterback to finish out the game, and I'd never heard of the guy before. Are they just fed up with Clifford there and zero offense at Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, they've really been going through it the past several years, actually, offensively, ever since Saquon Barkley left. They haven't really been able to put a good offense on the field.
Why? It's a big school. It's a fun school.
It's a good – so, you know, when all of these non P5 schools started getting competitive, I think that the talent distribution in college football, it's like the Michigans and the Ohio States and the Alabamas, they're always going to get their players, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're prestigious universities, and I think Penn State isn't that anymore.
It's the quarterback. Even after Saquon left, Trace McSorley dumped in points.
No. Against shitty teams, he dumped in points, sure. But not against fucking Michigan.
Clifford's awful.
Clifford is bad. McSorley was a decent college quarterback.
He was,
He could run like a motherfucker. He was probably better at running than throwing.
I hated playing that kid. He was really good, man.
Yeah, but Clifford is not great. And to be honest, I don't think their skill position players are all that great either.
No, but we'll go through last week's numbers here. So Vandy, Georgia covered. You're fine there. Obviously, I think we all knew that. The spread was way too high to put points on. I mean, for example, I know I say this on a week in and week out basis. It was 39. Do you really want to root for I almost said this exact same score last week. I was like, dude, do you really want to root for a 55-10 game? It ended up being 55-0 in this game. And it's hard, man. Like, it's so many points to overcome. It's just tough. But they did cover. Bama, Tennessee called that. We had Moneyline. Tennessee all day, and game of the year, game of the decade, maybe. I mean, it was a fucking blast all the way around. Clemson versus Florida State is covered as well. Went all in on Florida State. They ended up backdoor covering for us there, scoring 14 in the fourth quarter. Love to see it. Love to see Clemson play a good team this year. Is that going to happen, or is there nobody on their schedule?
Well, they play Syracuse this week. And that's about as good as it gets.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
No, there's no going to Let's.
There sure isn't, friend. I hope they win. It'd be great. But we'll get to the spread in a second. Penn State, we covered. That was a big miss on my part, and I apologize for that. The spread was 7 in this game. I thought for sure they would cover. And I also thought with a 7-point teaser, great. Let's say they fuck that up, and it's plus 14. I had that. I had a 13-point teaser as well. I was like, awesome. How do you fuck up a plus 20 spread? They fucked it up.
All right, here are 5 games left on Clemson's schedule. You let me know if they lose.
Okay.
Syracuse?
Nope.
At Notre Dame?
No.
Louisville comes to town?
Louisville's surprised a couple people this year.
Miami?
No.
And then South Carolina?
No.
Spencer Rattler's going to light their ass
up. It's a hard no on that. Didn't South Carolina shock somebody? Was it? Who was it? Is it Texas A&M?
They beat Kentucky.
Oh, they beat Kentucky. That's right. Yeah, I lost that game. Next up was USC Utah. Look, I've bitched about the quarterback thing forever. It happened again last night's game on the Monday night game. I don't know what to do. There gets to be so sign up for Drinking Bro Sports on Facebook. It's a private group. We share the bet slips. You can curse out your favorite team. You can do whatever the fuck you want on there. Just don't be a dick constantly or like constantly posting about Texas, Chris Phelan, every fucking post. Don't do that. There was another play last night where the same thing happened, and somebody in the chat said the same thing of like, I wish the Tua play had never happened. I go, we literally talked about that on the show yesterday. It affected this USC game, affected last night's game. Just strike it, dude. Let's move on with this fucking bullshit quarterback shit, or the game is fucked. TCU, Oklahoma State, I covered. Also told you not to bet this game. I had it in teasers, so those all won, and it was fine. They covered straight up because it was 3.5. But do you really want to take the risk? And this is what we talked about last week with the Big 12, where, yeah, you're going to have these games that are fucking 43-40, which is, I mean, this is what this game was.
Yeah.
We almost had this score exactly correct. I think it said 45-42. Like, no, I don't trust any of these teams. And now Oklahoma State is not undefeated anymore. TCU is. Congrats. Auburn, Ole Miss. Whew, that was a late cover in this game, friend. That was a danger zone game for that one. Had it teased down. It was fine in the teasers, but they might have covered by a half a point. Or no, I think they covered because of the teaser. I think it was 20, and then it got down to 14 on that one. Dangerous game to pick. NC State got absolutely smoked by undefeated Syracuse, 24-9. Quarterback threw for 210 yards. Is that going to be good enough against Clemson? Absolutely not, right?
I mean, Clemson's offense isn't that great either.
Not that great, but they're still putting 30s up, which they did again this week. Kentucky came back and bounced Mississippi State in that one. Congratulations. I'm just glad that I won't have to watch a game with that many cowbells over and over again, or keys, or whatever the fuck it is they're jangling all the time.
This week, you will.
Who is it?
Alabama.
Is it out of Alabama? We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Next up was Kansas losing to Oklahoma. We said check the quarterback situation on this. We did not bet it. So Oklahoma's quarterback came back. Kansas's quarterback was out, and Oklahoma was scoring points again. I'm curious to know what would happen in that Texas game had this kid played. And I don't know.
They scored 10 points.
You think so?
Gabriel's not that good.
He had 400 yards passing in this game.
Yeah. But come on.
Yeah, on Kansas.
On Kansas.
Kansas is number 19.
Their defense is not.
No, they are out of the rankings.
Yeah,
they've lost.
But all the Big 12, nobody has a defense. So I don't really get it, even including the next game, Texas versus Iowa State. There was a genuine conversation that happened on this show out of an individual who said, what if Texas runs the table and they look great with Quinn Ewers? He looked like dog shit in this game. They should have lost this game.
Iowa State has good defense.
The spread was 17.5 in this game.
Matter.
It was a fucking field goal game.
They're going to run the
table. If they have a great defense, there's no way the spread would be 17.5.
Dude, Iowa mucks it up. Or Iowa State, well, both of them.
This is exactly what I said. You guys love Texas. I don't understand.
I didn't take Texas. I said Texas is going to run the table. And we're going to ask that question. Should they be in the playoffs?
We are not. That question is all answered after this last game. They should have lost.
I don't. No. Dial it back. So he... Ewers had, this is a tough Iowa State defense from the land of fucking make believe, but it's a tough defense. What are you? Why are you saying he had a bad game?
17 of 26 for 172 yards.
So that's 65% completion rating. That'll play in the NFL. What else? Like the low yardage. Look at the run yardage. This is a running team.
Who?
They have Bijan Robinson. He's like one of the best running backs in the country. His backup had 11 carries for 71 yards. Why would you throw the ball and risk interception when you could just run the ball down the throat?
They were down the entire game. Why aren't you throwing the ball and running up the score if you're trying to get into this and you're at home?
Because maybe that's what the playbook told them to do. I mean, I always say maybe they have a good fucking pass defense.
I'll tell you this, Texas. Your coach sucks. Sark is a piece of shit. And until he's gone and you hire Urban Meyer, you will never compete for a national title.
That part ever. Is absolutely true.
They'll never compete for a national title. So this running the table and a possibility of whatever, that is a fucking dream world.
Well, no, we're just talking about mucking up the CFP. Not like Texas isn't going to beat anybody in the CFP.
They're never going to the CFP.
Sark's also not a bad coach.
He's terrible. He was awful.
When he was an alcoholic, yes.
He's been an alcoholic everywhere. USC, terrible. Where was he? He was sober at Alabama, and then he started drinking again for the Atlanta Falcons. He was awful.
He the offensive coordinator at Alabama?
Yes, and he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons, and that was our worst offense ever.
Yeah, but he was at Alabama after the Falcons won a national championship.
That's right, because the Falcons fired him, yeah. Look, but they won a national championship because of Saban, not because of Sark. He's a piece of shit. Hire Urban Meyer. Just skip the fucking line. You have the money to do it. Because now this team, by the way, is going into the SEC. How do they ever compete for a national championship?
Yeah, have we seen the new division alignments for the SEC?
No. So I heard it's going to be quads, and I heard Oklahoma is going to be in that quad.
Yeah.
So that way you can maintain rivalries.
I'd imagine like Arkansas's in there too.
So they will keep rivalries together. So what the real question is, it'll be Oklahoma and Texas will be in there, no doubt.
Correct.
Together.
Yep.
The same way Bama and Auburn probably will be in a thing.
Probably Arkansas.
Probably Arkansas and Missouri. Probably.
So that's the thing. So it'll be Arkansas in there too because old Southwest Conference, blah, blah. And then the fourth one is it going to be A&M or is it going to be Missouri from the old Big 12?
I'd love to see A&M in that slot.
Yeah, but
then
you're getting kind of like just based on the way the teams have been going lately, you're kind of getting top heavy in that quad. You know what I mean? Or not top heavy, but you're getting heavy in that particular division.
You are, but if you're trying to separate the regions, which is, I think, the smart play on that, only to keep the rivalry still going, right? Because you need the Tennessee versus Florida game. You need the Auburn versus Alabama game. You need the Georgia.
And there will be permanent cross rivalries too, because obviously like Georgia and Auburn, their rivals, they will not be in the same quad.
Correct.
My guess is another quad is going to be Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and then I don't really know who the fourth one will be.
Maybe Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky probably.
Yeah.
And then
technically South Carolina is closer than Kentucky is to those.
And that's what it could end up being. I'm just hoping that Missouri gets thrown in with like the Mississippi schools.
Do you think that they make some kind of effort to make sure that there's good teams in each one of these quads? Like,
yes.
You're not going to put Vanderbilt, Missouri, and South Carolina in the same
one. Correct. Yes. I think each of them will go to a different one.
A boy can dream.
And yeah, exactly. And like the other part of this is
are they going to have a two-game playoff for their fucking conference championship?
Yeah. Nope.
No, it'll just be the two best records.
Yep.
Out of the same quad.
Correct. And the other part of this, if you're South Carolina, just go to the ACC. You could dominate the ACC.
Well, that's different now then, because now it's just going to be Alabama and Georgia playing in the conference championship every single year, no matter what.
This year, and we'll find out. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if it's the two best conference records, it could be Tennessee, since they would, even if they lose to Georgia, they would have the tiebreaker over Alabama, right? So if Georgia beats Alabama, then like next year, theoretically.
You could be right. Same. It'll be fun because it's loaded. You know who's not gonna be fun for? Oklahoma and Texas. If you're struggling now in this dog shit conference, good fucking luck, bro. You guys are toast. Texas is never going back unless you get Urban.
The floor is high in the Big 12.
There's six ranked teams right now in the SEC, and presumably Oklahoma and Texas will be ranked perennially as well, right? So you're talking about like eight ranked teams in one conference.
For a little bit, and then you'll start to get run. Because you take a team like Kentucky, right? If that quarterback doesn't go down during that game, they're a lot higher in the rankings.
Well, and you know who else isn't ranked right now?
Who?
Fucking LSU.
Oh, that's right.
Neither is Florida.
Yeah.
No.
Or A&M, who's going to get better.
It is the land of fucking giants.
Yeah.
You don't understand. It's like every week there's five NFL players on the other side of the field.
And if you look at the money Texas A&M has spent and you think that they're not going to be coming up next year, do they get a quarterback? You're fucked there.
I think Texas is going to be all right.
So there's Auburn.
I do not.
There's Auburn, Arkansas, Mizzou, Vanderbilt, and South Carolina. So there's five kind of shitty teams.
Mm-hmm.
So at least one of those quads is going to have two shitty teams.
Yeah, and then you just hope you're in that quad, yeah. Right? So we'll see. Speaking of shitty teams, Illinois, they won again. I don't know how everybody's injured on this team. Did their quarterback finally come back and play? Did DeVito play?
Yeah, DeVito actually played.
Oh, he did?
Okay. Yeah.
He looked good, but he's like not there's. He's not really throwing to anybody in particular.
They got nobody to throw to, friend. It's Justin Fields on the Bears.
He actually looks like a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that was a good pass.
They got a good defense.
No yak.
They're going to see you in Indy.
They are. They'll be in the Big Ten championship for sure. James Madison, first time in the top 25. That lasted a week. They're out of the top 25. You guys were high on them. They got smoked by Georgia Southern. And that dream is dead for James Madison. It's the Lizzo curse is what they're calling it. Kidding. Just we are.
Why did she get on their bus and flatten the fucking tires?
No, she played the James Madison flute.
Oh, I see. It's not because she's morbidly obese.
No, okay. Not at all. Not at all. It was that flute.
But she is, just to be clear, morbidly obese.
Sure. She's actually suiting up next week as an offensive lineman.
Did you see that meme that I posted on Instagram? Mm-mm. It was, I think it was somebody putting Booker T into a wrestling move, and he goes, this is what it's like flipping Lizzo over into another position. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Today's show is brought to you by MyBookie.com. Get off the couch and get into the action. Kids at MyBookie.com, use promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. All the odds we read on the show today are from MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere at MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit. And let's say you've lost that first deposit. Use another email address. Don't tell them I said that. Wink. Last but not least, DrinkinBrosTickets.com. A lot of the ticket prices we read out here are from the websites. And it's simply to show you how much interest or non-interest there is in some of these games and fan bases. Also, if they're in your area and you want to go and you might not know about it and you're like, oh man, I'd like to go get fucked up for $40. Which is what the Ohio State ticket's going for, last row up there. You want to get drunk and go see Ohio State versus Iowa? Great. Go to drinkingbrostickets.com. $40, upper deck ticket. Get fucked up, break a bottle, do whatever you want up there. Nobody cares. And it's rad. And we're about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Go to drinkingbrostickets.com today. First game of the week here is that Iowa-Ohio State game. Big boy spread of -29 in this game. Iowa's got the same MO as they have every year. They have no offense. Zero offense on this team. Usually one tight end, a decent defense, and then zero offense to speak of in this. 29 is a lot of points for this. Has there been a lot of blowouts in Iowa this year? Not really. Again, they've got a really good defense. So they beat South Dakota State, Jackrabbits, 7-3. Iowa State, same team that played Texas, 10-7 in that one. They lost just by a field goal. Nevada, now they finally scored. Nevada's absolutely terrible, 27-0. Rutgers, 27-10. Michigan, 27-14. That was a gritty little game there, and that was at Michigan. Illinois, 9-6, and Illinois is ranked. And they barely lost that one, therefore, at 29 points against Ohio State, that is a lot of fucking points. I probably avoid this game.
Yeah, probably, huh?
Yeah. Iowa doesn't score.
They don't score, but
they will not score in this game.
But they keep it close.
This game has like 31-0 written all over it. They're going to cover Ohio State.
I think they will. But is that something you're so sure of that you're willing to put your money on?
I'll put my money on whatever the over-under is for Iowa team points. Under.
Well, check this out. So the over-under in this game is 49 total, and the spread is 29. What is that in Vegas, Anthony?
Stand by.
Because whenever you look at an over-under and a spread this high, you're like, holy shit.
What's the spread, 29?
Spread is 29, and the over-under is 49 in this game.
That is 39-10. And to be honest, Iowa's not scoring 10 points in this game.
I hope not.
My guess is it'll be six. They'll kick two field goals probably. They'll get into their side of the field three or four times, and they'll kick two field goals.
Okay.
Now, what Ohio State does, we'll see. I mean, I think they'll probably score 30 plus, but if they score 33 points and it's 33-6, yeah, I'm going to be real fucking mad.
Same.
So I'm not going to bet that.
Same, man.
Because I'm doing a new thing where I don't intentionally do shit to fuck up my own life.
Yeah. And this is one of those games, right? It's like, why fuck up your own life? I will be watching this because I'm a fan, obviously, but I don't bet this
with
my real money.
You know what you should bet? I was looking at some props on here tonight for tonight's Indians-Yankees game, plus 1,400 if somebody hits a home run in the first inning.
You think that'll happen?
Well,
Judge is up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll throw.
He's due. I think that's a good fucking bet. Yeah,
I'll throw a hundo on that.
I'm throwing $100 on this right now. Why not?
That'd be fun. Next up, we got UT Martin against Tennessee. We chatted about this a little bit yesterday. It's nice that they're playing the shitty school here because I'm sure the emotions are high after that game, and they'll be a little bit depleted for it. Obviously, Tennessee will come out and smoke them, but at least it prepares them for that gauntlet coming up because I believe it's Kentucky and then Georgia afterwards or flip it. Is Georgia in 2 weeks or is that in three?
Okay. I think it's next week.
It might be.
No, it's Kentucky then Georgia.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So they got a little bit of time before Georgia.
By the way, that bet, you put in your bet and you click a randomize button and it gives you one half of an inning. So it's plus. I have plus 1,400 in the bottom of the sixth.
Really?
Yeah. This is a really smart idea by my bookie.
That's fun.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
I'm going to do a couple of these today.
That's like actually those old school Super Bowl pools where you're drawing numbers at the end of a quarter. Tennessee rolls in this one. There is no spread, obviously, because this is, I believe, a Division II school. But at least they have an easy opponent. And if you're a Tennessee fan, didn't get to go to the Bama game last week because last row tickets in that game were going for $548. This week they have plummeted back down to earth, and you can see Tennessee for $36.
Yeah, but it's really fortuitous to have this game after.
Sure is, isn't it? Man, what a lucky break.
You expect a letdown game, but this one is one where there's no amount of letting down that's going to result in a loss.
Right. This next one, I'm surprised this isn't the night game, but I mean, it just shows you how little people care about the ACC.
Yeah.
It's Syracuse undefeated 6-0 against Clemson at Clemson, 7-0. That's not even the Fox Noon game. This is on ABC. So they just don't fucking care. Or they didn't expect Syracuse to be good this year. Well, no, they could just swap this. Yeah. ABC could have swapped this game out. This is Clemson minus 13.5 at home against Syracuse in this one. What do you do here?
Well, I don't think Syracuse on the road is something to worry about.
I don't either. It's an early game. It's a noon game for this one. I hope they are. And this is what gets me into trouble, right? I would at home, I bet on this in private, and I don't tell anybody. Only because I don't want other people to take it, and then just because I feel like having a... It's like walking around with a half pound of shredded meat in my pants every day, just so I have my own secret. Like, just me, it's my own secret. This is my own secret that it's like nobody else in the world needs to know, but I'll probably bet Syracuse in this one and tease it up to 20.5.
Everybody can smell that meat on you.
They can't because it's fresh, and I get rid of it after like 6 hours.
They can smell
it. But this one, I tease up to 20.5, and this goes in a teaser for me for Syracuse. I still don't really believe in Clemson. I bet against them last week at Florida State. Florida State covered in that one. One of these games is going to trip these fuckers up, don't you think? Do you think they will really go undefeated, or will one of these shitty teams get them?
It'll be either this game or Notre Dame, because I think, aren't they at Notre Dame?
They're at Notre Dame, but Notre Dame is so bad.
I know Notre Dame sucks, but that's like the kind of weird game that they would lose.
Maybe. Maybe. But this, yeah, I'll take this in a teaser up to 20.5, and I'll probably take that over down to 43 as well. I think that's probably fine in this one. I would love to see Syracuse roll them up like 27-13 and just fucking rage. It'd be great.
It would be pretty funny to watch.
Just because I don't like Clemson. I don't like this team, actually. Deshaun Watson was great when he was there. I just don't like this ukulele kid. I want them out of there. I don't want them to be part of the conversation. What we talked about yesterday, I think, would be the funnest scenario where we're trying to decide three SEC teams. Tennessee, Bama, Georgia, and Ohio State. That's a fun college football playoff. And that's probably the best four teams in the nation.
No, four teams. Four SEC teams. That's the most fun.
Who's the fourth?
Ole Miss.
I bet a lot on Ole Miss.
No, I just think it's
fun. They kind of...
I don't really care.
All right. I just as a team, they're not that fun to watch. So, like, I couldn't get behind them. Whereas the other three, yeah, those are all NFL kids. I don't know who's the guy for Ole Miss. Like, Corral last year was fun to watch. I enjoyed him.
Yeah, they run the fuck out of the ball.
Yeah, who is it? Who's their...
The QB's Jackson Dart.
Yeah, Jackson Dart, but they have, like, a stable backs that they just hand off to.
He stunk it at USC, and he stinks now. Wait till Bama comes and they'll fucking smash them. Next up, do you bet this? Are you betting Syracuse Clemson or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I am. I do hope that Syracuse wins.
Oh, same. I'm taking them to 29.
Just to fuck it all up.
Same. It'd be great. It'd be fucking great. Next up, Cincinnati against SMU. Cincinnati's having a down year. They're having some trouble in some of these games. They've already lost once.
SMU stinks.
It's -3 in this one at SMU.
I'm going to buy half a point and take Cincinnati.
Okay. I'm going to take Cincinnati as well. This Mordecai kid for SMU, though, is quietly having a good season here. I know that they've got three losses, but he's got over 2,000 yards passing, which is fucking gnarly.
Yeah, because a lot of that yardage came from playing North Texas and Lamar University.
Lamar.
And then also Navy.
Yeah.
So...
Lamar is very good. I don't even know where that is. I couldn't even guess the state.
Is it Lamar in Texas?
I believe it's Texas.
Yeah. Is it really? That's how much I don't know about
the Lamar Cardinals.
Beaumont, Texas.
I don't even know where that is.
Come on down to Beaumont.
Yeah,
Lamar. Watch Lamar football.
Lamar. That's outside of Houston.
That sounds like somebody's old fucking hunting dog that they call it. Lamar, go on out and get that duck. Lamar.
The sign of a good hunting dog name is two syllables. So you're right on that part, right? Mm-hmm. But two, like, sharp sounds. Like, da-da. You want to be able to say that in that cadence so they'll respond to
you. You got a good one?
My dog's name is Morty.
Morty.
So okay. That's,
Morty!
He's also not a hunting dog. He's a fucking Boston Terrier.
I understand that, but I think it's important that you have to say the dog's name in a Southern accent, right? Lamar! Morty! Morty, goddamn it, Morty! I think that's important.
I think you say Morty in Rick's voice.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. I can't do Rick's voice.
Nobody can.
No, nobody can.
Yeah, just Dan Harmon, I guess.
Dan Harmon, that's it. Next up, here we go. Ole Miss at LSU. Help me understand this point spread.
I'm not going to help you. I'm just taking the Ole Miss money line.
I already did.
Why is it -1.5 for LSU?
Death Valley.
So what? We've
don't care.
We've been there. I don't care either.
I watched fucking Alabama beat LSU 29-0, and I think they had like 90 yards in that game.
I've never seen you smoke more weed during a game either, too.
Well, that's because Clean was there.
Yeah.
And when he and I get together, it's just like we get retarded real fast.
LSU didn't cross the 50 until the fourth, right?
Yeah, they sure did.
That's right.
They sure didn't.
And it was 29-0, and to be honest, Alabama didn't really try that hard, you could tell.
No. I mean, they'd given up in the second half, and like the fans, you could hear conversations across the stadium. That's how bad it was. Funnest tailgate in the world. Tony Tamparello, I love you, and your sandwiches are the best I've ever had in my life. LSU is just not very good, and I'm sorry about that. They're not ranked. With a minus, you're getting points on Ole Miss. Where do I sign up? I'm all in on Ole Miss on this one. Next up, Trap 12 bullshit. Here we go. UCLA versus Oregon. Oregon minus 6 in this one.
Why is this a 2:30 East or Central game? This is a fucking noon 30 game on the West Coast.
Yep.
Why?
Yep. I'll
why,
tell you why.
Why is it? This is a top 10 matchup. Why is this not a fucking the 8 o'clock game?
I'll tell you why. So the Pac-12 has always bitched that nobody gets to see them. They don't get to promote their players for Heisman or the fucking college football playoffs. We'll do earlier games. Congratulations, you're getting one. And now the whole world can see how much you fucking suck. This UCLA team is undefeated. Oregon, and it's a minus 6 spread.
Oregon minus 6. Eugene is not fucking... this isn't like going into Oregon State.
No, it's not like Prefontaine is running a fucking 5,000 meter. Like
Oregon State's got a nice little home field advantage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oregon State does. But this is Oregon.
But Oregon, it's...
No, I'm saying Oregon. Oregon does. Yeah, no. It's like 55,000, but it's like the stadium's built to hold sound. It's actually pretty cool. Gross.
Yeah, that's fine, but UCLA has got one of the better defenses in college football this year, right?
I don't know. I know about their quarterback, and he's fun to watch for UCLA, but would it surprise me if Oregon upset them and won by 6? No.
Well, technically, that wouldn't be an upset.
Well, but... It should be. Like, these numbers are fucked to me. And it's because it's the Pac-12. This isn't real life. The Pac-12 isn't real life. This is the upside-down world. You'll find Millie Bobby Brown with her handouts raising you in the fucking sky. Like, this isn't real here. The spread isn't real. These teams aren't real. I don't fucking care, and I don't bet on this shit. I'm not doing it. I'm absolutely not doing it.
Yeah, definitely not interested in that.
No. And this is a game that I wake up in the morning and I look at my phone. I was like, oh, fuck. Look at that. Oregon won. And then I go on about my life because they'll never compete for a national championship ever again in football. I don't care. Next up is Texas versus Oklahoma State. This is at Oklahoma State here, and it's Texas. I want to take a guess where I'm going at this. This is Texas minus 6.
Oklahoma State plus 13.
Money line, baby! Oklahoma State money line in this one. Texas did not look great last week. They've not looked great in half their fucking game. Same as always with this. And I think they lose this game to Oklahoma State. It was a great game last week. Was it TCU that lost in overtime?
Yeah, TCU beat Oklahoma State.
Yeah. And I think this week they're back at home and they're pissed off about it.
I believe Oklahoma State, of all the... top 15 teams, has the worst run defense, and that is the strength of the Texas University of Texas at Austin football team.
It is.
That might be something to take into consideration.
But Texas defense isn't that great, and these fuckers can put points on the board over under 62 in this game. I'm gonna ride with Oklahoma State in this one.
Oklahoma State's rush defense is 57th.
Yeah,
and right above Mizzou.
It's bad.
Yeah,
I mean it's bad.
No, I understand.
You know, but it all comes down to Sark as a play caller, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to use the run game? Like last week, you can say whatever you want to about that game, but they won it with the intent of running the ball first. And if he uses that game plan here, Texas will win the game. I'm not like minus 6, though, at Oklahoma State. Probably not.
No.
It's probably a field goal one way or the other.
Oh, yeah. I think this is a close game for sure.
So you're probably better off Oklahoma State plus 6 or plus 13, 12 or 13 12 or whatever 13, you want to, yeah. Whatever kind of teasers you're running, 6 or 7.
Yeah. I can tell you this game will be in all my teasers as well. I would like to see them out of the top 25.
Kind of a low over under.
Yeah, 62. Yep.
For this kind of Big 12 matchup, especially with when you have a great run game versus one of the worst fucking, I mean, that's like middle third of like Division I teams, basically.
The only thing about it, the tough thing about a good run game is it slows down the clock.
Well, that's what Texas wants to do because Oklahoma State's going to score 50 fucking points if they try to get the shootout.
This is one of those games, though, where, you know, 62 looks pretty tasty. And then you're in the fourth quarter, it's like 28-21, and you're like, God damn it.
I think the under is actually pretty safe in this game because Texas has to run the ball to beat them and control the clock.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is probably, you might be right, it might be a 28-21 finish.
This is one of those games where towards the end, you bet the over, and then you've got your bare penis against a cheese grater, and you're this close from just shaving it all off. Right onto some tacos.
Do you use the fine ones or the big ones?
You got to use the big ones, dude. You go for the most pain.
Yeah.
Go for the most pain.
Do you think that's the most pain?
Yes. A big chunk out of your dick versus little ones. That you can kind of shimmy all the way down. chunk by chunk by chunk by chunk. Ugh,
I think we need to brutal. Get we need to get a dick expert in here to discuss
a coxpert
how deep the nerves and the dermal layers go and then into the muscle, right? Because it might be the case, and it is the case in some parts of your body, that most of the nerves are closer to the skin. So once you get deeper, like, have you ever been cut really deeply?
Yes.
You can't really feel it. Like, you feel it at the skin level, but you don't feel it in the meat. So I don't think there's as many nerves down there. So it might actually be better to take like some 80 grit sandpaper to your dick. If okay. With one of those palm sanders.
Got it.
Because, you know,
you want to feel it.
You can take the sandpaper off afterwards and just put it underneath your bean bag.
Yeah.
Pound off.
Of course.
Using the blood as lubricant.
Obviously.
Oh, this is a sports show. This is
We're not
on Patreon is next week. I apologize.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Shit. I got carried away there.
That's fine. Next up is Boston College against Wake Forest. This is Wake Forest minus 21. Snooze. This game, I don't see any part of this game.
What do you think of Hartman, though?
He's great. And I think...
like, he should have 6 touchdowns in this game, right? Against fucking Boston College? At home against Boston College?
Boston College is one of those weird teams that just kind of... yes, they should. Do I trust Wake Forest, though, at minus 21? Probably not. But Hartman is really fucking good.
He threw 6 touchdowns against Clemson.
Sure did.
4 against Vanderbilt. Yep. This is a Vanderbilt-esque team.
I think
they're probably a little bit better than Vanderbilt.
Yeah, but. Just a little bit better. But if you want to tease this down, go ahead.
I mean, it's 61. The over is 61. That's a lot for a Boston College game.
Is there any schools that you look at? Like for me, it's Wake Forest, where I just don't buy them as a college powerhouse.
No, Wake Forest is Tim Duncan, and I don't want to hear any more about it.
Or Chris Paul.
Yeah, I was saying Chris Paul, too.
Chris Paul, but that's a basketball school to me.
Yeah.
It's still not a football school, where it's like, I know you're 13, I know you've got a good quarterback, and that's why you're in it.
Boston College has 2 wins, Maine and Louisville. Louisville's
gritty.
That's fine.
They beat the shit out of, who was it, UCF?
But that was a 34-33 win.
They kicked the shit out of you guys. I had a money line on that.
Yeah, they won by like fucking 4.
Yeah, they were up the whole game. It was fun to watch.
They weren't.
It's a great team.
They won by 6, you fucking liar.
Yeah, you liar. You're fucking living those lies every day, man. It's weird, dude. It's weird. It's a house of lies.
I think we need to do a bet where he has to get a fucking tramp stamp that says 2017 National Championship.
I'll do anywhere but a tramp stamp.
A UCF logo?
What about, okay, forehead.
next up, Memphis against Tulane. Tulane replaced James Madison at number 25 here. This is Tulane minus 7. You have a death wish, you know, or you're trying to get rid of all your money, or
I think the American Conference is just as hard to bet year over year as the fucking Pac-12, to be honest, because there's like 4 okay teams. Compare relative to the competition,
right.
And they just fucking light each other up all year. And if you try to bet interconference like that, you're gonna get your fucking butthole torn apart. You know what I mean? I don't recommend getting involved in this.
And speaking of butthole getting torn apart, Memphis actually tore my butthole apart a couple years ago.
2 years ago,
yeah. I bet Cincinnati. God, I'll never forget the bad losses. I bet Cincinnati, and Memphis ended up beating them. I think Cincinnati's quarterback got hurt or something. Oof. They played like back-to-back weeks, too, and I was like, oh, there's no way they'll win again.
They beat him in both weeks, yeah.
I know. I was like, fuck.
Dude. That was 2019.
God damn it. Yeah, lost a lot of money in that game. But, yeah, these fringe teams in the top 25, it's a no-go for me. This next game is interesting, but they're not allowed to use the fucking cowbells because it's at Alabama. Mississippi State is at Alabama. The spread is 21 on this one. What do you think happens to this Bama team after losing a fucking wrenching game like that where you're spent? I mean, both teams were spent at the end of it. There was so much energy. There was so much hype. Is it hard to get up for a Mississippi State at home?
This is a danger game
for
Alabama. This is why I was saying before that Tennessee is lucky to have whatever the fuck they're playing. I don't even know who it is.
UT Martin?
Yeah, UT Martin. That's it. They could absolutely fuck up and lose this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure that Bryce Young is 100%.
He looked pretty good. He looked pretty good in that game. I didn't see anything that was like, oh, shit. I thought he looked pretty good, but if he goes down again.
He was 35 for 52. That's not good.
It's not. That's not terrible. I mean, look, in a high scoring game like that, you got to chuck.
But Tennessee doesn't play defense, though. I mean, no. It's like he should have.
Their receivers stink, and there were some drops. If you remember on that last drive, yeah.
Well, that's true. The receivers did drop a lot of passes.
Yeah, I mean, on that last drive, that's probably lost them the game. That dude dropped one that, I mean, right in the chest and hands for a first down. That would have put them on like the 20 or something like that. Mm. I mean, it would have been a much easier field goal.
Yeah, I mean, 68% completion rate.
Right.
Yeah, it's not terrible. But in this one, here's where I think the danger comes in is Mississippi State and Mike Leach have the game tape from that Tennessee game, obviously, and they have a quarterback in Will Rogers that can put up the fucking yards, dude. So, like,
yeah.
You know what their weaknesses are versus last week's game, and you looked at that tape all week long, and now you're coming in here with a shot. I tease this up to 28, and I think I take Mississippi State in this one.
Yeah, 28 for sure. Honestly, I don't think Bama covers the 21. I think this is going to be another shootout, and towards the end of the game, they're going to get tired.
Yeah.
Right? There's no fucking way. I don't care how good you are or how young you are. You can't do this.
Pretty low over.
Back weeks. Yeah.
Man, Mississippi State only scored 17 against Kentucky.
Kentucky's got
to see that game.
Kentucky's got a defense.
Yeah. I didn't get to see it. Did you watch it? Anybody watch that game?
I didn't get to watch it. But, I mean, do you expect Mississippi State to not score points 2 weeks in a row? And also, Mississippi State's defense, not that great. Alabama might come out pretty motivated. I mean, to hit this over, all you need is like a 41-21 game.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all you need.
41-21 in this game? Yeah. 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 My play, though, I'm going to go that 28. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go that 28 and take Mississippi State in this one in the cards. Look, you could also tease. You can do a two-game parlay on this, which I do a lot, and tease that under down to 54. And that's pretty fun and juicy as well. So, yeah. But I think Bama wins this game. I don't know that it's that pretty.
They certainly should win, but I don't. 21.
No. Yeah, that's a tough one.
And what motivation, I guess, if you're trying to find your way back into the top 25, or I'm sorry, into the top five or four, I guess, in this case, you may want to try to run the score up. But after a shootout like they had last week, I doubt they're going to exert more effort than they need to win this game.
Right.
That would be a mistake.
Right. Probably. And then this next one, Minnesota-Penn State. This is at Penn State. This is Penn State -5. I actually love this game. And I'm all in on Penn State on this one. I think they licked their wounds from Michigan, come back, figure out a fucking game plan. I think if Clifford is starting, he lights it up because he got fucking benched in the fourth quarter of that game. And I don't think Minnesota's very good. I'm taking this straight up across the board.
Well, Minnesota is one, not that great. And also their quarterback, their starter is dinged up. Mm-hmm. There's no guarantee he's going to play. So if you want to take this, take it now.
Yeah, I am taking it now. And I love Penn State in this one. And I think they bounce back. And it is a night game. You and I have been to numerous night games there. The fans get up for it and everything else. And look, losing to Michigan, the number four team in the nation, isn't that shameful.
Yeah.
You're fine in this one, and I love this game, and I'm putting a lot of money on this game, actually, for Penn State to cover here at -5. Over-under super low there.
Yeah, I don't know if Tanner Morgan's playing.
Yeah, I don't either, so I don't touch that, but I go all in on this -5 for Penn State and probably do it now before they make a decision on whether or not that kid plays for Minnesota.
Yeah, if he's out, it'll probably go to fucking like 8.5 or something. Yes. Like that.
Yep. Maybe 9.
Maybe. I don't know who the backup is. I'm sure Vegas knows.
I don't either. Next up is TCU. They put TCU. This is the primetime game for them.
Why is K-State in another fucking... They had a game day there, and now they're getting a game in primetime? Why?
What are we missing here? Have you guys been to that school? I have not.
Bob, don't answer, because your opinion is not going to fucking be relevant here.
No, you're mistaking my hatred of Kansas for K-State.
Just assume you hate the entire state.
Have you been to Kansas State? Is it fun? Like, why do they keep putting these guys in primetime?
It's the Little Apple.
The fuck Manhattan. Does that mean?
Manhattan, Kansas.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that at all. There's no way.
Yeah, their tallest building is the hospital.
Yeah.
All right, where everybody goes
it's
to.
It's not a CTE. Bad time. It's fine.
Is it? I've never been. So is it a good time?
Yeah, it's fine.
Because you always try to guess at these things.
This game's at TCU.
Yeah, it's at TCU. Like, TCU We've seen them play. That's not that. They don't travel. We saw them play at Jerry World, and it was like fucking 20 people there.
It's a private school.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What's their population?
I'll check, but it's a private school.
It's not big.
Their enrollment, you mean?
No, it's a population. That's what they're calling it.
They have 10,000 undergrads.
That's
pretty small.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. No wonder. I was like, why is there only 50 people?
Yeah, that's weird. I've banged their moms more times
than that. All of them. Wilt Chamberlain has had sex with more people than actually attend TCU. And they're Christian. So this is TCU -3.5. TCU's number 8 in the country. Kansas State is number 17. I don't roll the dice on this one.
No, but I do think Kansas State might win this game.
I do too.
I think they might win by a touchdown, actually.
I don't think TCU is that great. They should have lost last week.
Look, if you've had good success Saturday and you want to fucking put some of your winnings down, not earnings, you didn't earn shit, you guessed like everybody else. But if you want to put some of your winnings down on the Kansas State money line, I would not call you dumb for doing that. I think that's a reasonable risk to take.
It is. I don't know that the money line is going to be that great at -3.5, but
I mean, yeah. It'll be better than K-State +3.5.
Yeah. And I'll end up watching it. It'll be on against Bama, Mississippi State. I'll flip back and forth. There's an hour that separates them, which I like that.
I'll be getting blackout drunk in D.C. somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah. I might check my phone
to
see if I've won or lost money, I guess.
Sure. And do all that. But yeah, it's a decent weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend. Not if you're a Texas fan, but it'll be a fun weekend. Curious. My biggest curiosity out of this weekend is seeing if Bama bounces back and see what that looks like there. It is a night game, so.
Well, unfortunately, there aren't in the modern times, I guess, a whole lot of examples of what Nick Saban does the week after a loss, because he just doesn't fucking lose very frequently.
I know, man.
Hold on, let's look at that. I'm kind of curious.
Let me ask you this: if Bama loses, are they out for good? That's two losses.
Yes.
That would be two losses.
Yeah,
I agree.
It would take pure chaos for them to get back in.
Let's see. Bama lost to Texas A&M last year, and then beat Mississippi State at Mississippi State 49-9.
The last time Bama lost two consecutive games was 2013.
So they came back and boat
nine
raced,
years ago.
They boat raced Mississippi State last year by 40 points after a loss. And
Mississippi State, that was dog shit last year.
That's fair.
And by the way, Nick Saban has not lost two consecutive regular season games since 2007.
2019, they lost the final game of the season. They lost the I guess that would have been the SEC championship to Auburn, 48-45. Then they beat Michigan in a bowl game, 35-16. Michigan was pretty decent that year, but not great.
What year was that?
2019.
Okay.
2018, 2020, and 2018, they went undefeated in both years and won the Natty. 2017 also lost to Auburn in the fucking conference championship, but then they beat Clemson 24-6. And then they beat Georgia 26-23. I don't think any of this is really relevant.
No.
To be honest.
No.
These are different teams. I don't know. Does it seem like this Alabama... Did they change defensive coordinators recently? Or what's going on? It seems like their defense isn't as good as I expected.
Yeah,
it to be.
I think they lost their offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator.
Bill O'Brien is the new offensive coordinator. Their defensive coordinator is Pete Golding, and he has been in the position since 2018, actually. Mm. So it's probably just turnover.
Well, he was in the missionary position last week.
Yeah. Is that Ellie Golding's dad?
It might be. We'll find out. We'll do some research and get back to you next week.
He played all 4 years at Delta State. So,
oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Big fan of Delta
State. He's a safety.
Yeah. Big fan of Delta State. Where's that at?
Cleveland, Mississippi.
It's not next to American Airlines University?
No.
Okay. Southwest?
It's in the Gulf South Conference.
You bet it is. Big fan of all their work and everything they're doing for the community.
And they're
a
called,
lot of people don't point that out.
They're called the Statesmen. And then, of course, the Lady Statesmen, which is a fucking inscrutable phrase.
Sure is.
That doesn't make any sense.
The Lady Statesmen. Give me a Lady Statesmen t-shirt.
That sounds like a drink. I'll have the Lady Statesmen.
I'll take the Lady Statesmen, please. Oh, great. It comes with a dress.
It makes you make it with rum instead of bourbon, right? The Lady Statesmen.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to. Flop on over to Drinking Bros Podcast. We're going back on YouTube. We're going live there. Heading over to Patreon after this week for most of the shows. Head on over there. We're doing Drinking Bros podcast in about 10 minutes coming up. Thanks for joining us here. Again, go to mybookie.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit all the way to $1,000 and bet with us or against us this week, kids. Bet at your own peril, though. I've been pretty goddamn on fire in football this year. NFL was not great, though, yesterday. But so far, so good this year. I've been pretty goddamn sweet. Thanks for joining us. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also go to Spotify, click a 5-star, and walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the College Football Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.